How is it that foreign countries, in defiance towards tyrants, act more like the posterity of the American forefathers than Americans do? One thing I've noticed over the last 3 years of this pandemic is that foreigners in their prospective countries are out on the streets in the millions defying tyrants, whereas the American people? The American people are still trying to figure out if the same lying bureaucrats and politicians aren't now somehow or another telling them the truth. Little do Americans know of their forefathers and the example that they set in giving us the longest standing constitution in modern history, and what it took for us to get here where we are in the present. When perusing the Declaration of Independence, we see where 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers refused to put up with concerning that of a tyrant. So much so that they separated from the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, it was our forefathers that gave us the national slogan, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Have the American people forgotten that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Remember, Americans, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And all of this with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, where they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And considering what it is that the second president of the United States of America had to say, you would think that Americans would be more grateful than they are. He said, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So I ask all of the American born, why is it that the Belgian people are in protest against tyranny in their country while most are sitting around tolerating tyranny here in America? So it is with France, with Germany, with Israel, with the United Kingdom, with Canada, with Kazakhstan, with Australia, with Bulgaria, with New Zealand, with Romania, with the Austrian, with Iran, and the list goes on and on. Now, though protests are beginning to happen here in America, Americans best get with the examples that have been set before them due to the fact that it is for them to lead the way under the banner of Christ in doing so that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way in not only in the saying but also in the doing in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you.
Didn't say true that. Okay. 15 seconds. We got a shorter video played there. That's all that happened there. And so with that, we should be starting in about 10 seconds at this point. And we're coming down to 5 seconds 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
that
we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You guys know the routine. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, what's going on? I mean, I'm in Virginia, right, doing a bunch of due diligence and paying attention to the issues that are taking place in our country. I mean, does it get to the point where the American people aren't going to turn their cheek anymore, right? You know, we hear this all the time from the pulpits all across America. Just turn the other cheek. Just turn the other cheek. Really? Then why was there judgment? Why did the Lord perform judgment on the behalf of the Passion of the Christ? 40 years later, was there consequence to it? Absolutely. Turn your cheek. My goodness, friends, that's not what our forefathers taught us in any sense of the word. And I'm talking about for righteousness sake, not unrighteousness sake. I mean, I spent a little time out at Jamestown. What do I see? I see the Ten Commandments. I see Acts 10:238. I spend time in seeing why they left and understand why they left the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God because they wanted freedom of religion. In other words, under the banner of Christianity, they didn't want the corrupt king dictating how they worshiped their God. Right? And then I go over to Yorktown and I read and I go through this museum and I see all these quotes about our forefathers and what it is that they established through their pain, their suffering. I mean, we see this at the end of the Declaration of Independence. We see it all over the walls at the Yorktown Museum talking about the sacrifice that was paid to give us the freedoms in which we have today. And then I read the three quarters of the documentation, the Declaration of Independence, and I see all of that which they threw off. And then when I look at what they threw off, I see their posterity, namely what's going on 250 years later after they established what it is that we have today. What do I see? I see their posterity willfully taking the chains that they themselves taught us to throw off. I'm bewildered, Americans. I truly am. And some people will say, well, Bradley, again, you're all worked up about it. And I'll say, yep, I am worked up about it. Why aren't you worked up about it? I mean, you act like someone didn't have to pay the price to give us the freedoms that we have today. Well, guess what? They did. They really did. And we need to stand up and do the same thing on the behalf of our posterity, right? Well, some will say, Bradley, now you're mixing religion and politics. Let me say this. What is politics? It's the science of government. That's the definition. Who established government? The Lord did. right? That institution of government that we have is premised on the Torah, the five books of Moses. Yep, the right and wrongs according to his law. And when we obey him, that's our wisdom. Deuteronomy 4, 6, right? And that's making reference to Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The list goes on. Jesus came to magnify, not to abrogate, right? Matthew 5, 17. And then when you look at politics, the science of government, you look up the word science. And what is that? That's the study of creation. The Lord bestowed government, the government institution upon us, folks, in blessing and cursing. And it's known in Scripture through the theologians, friends, namely the wheel and the woe, the blessings and or the curses. And that's what we find in Leviticus 26. And this is what we find in Deuteronomy 28. And ironically, speaking of which, it's interesting that New York was the first foundation for government in America before it went to Washington, D.C. And when President Washington put his hand on the Bible, did you know that it was open to Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the cursings, the wheel in the woe of the Lord? Oh, I think it's important for people to understand that when the Lord's blessing, obviously everybody knows that he's blessing. But you also have to take time and understand that when the Lord is judging, he's the one that's judging as well. Therefore, he's in control of all things. The good, the bad, the indifferent, it matters not. And right now, it's not looking too good for America, is it? But let me prove this point, because I want you to see this. This was at the Yorktown Museum, and I'll read this for you. If you'd like to check it out on social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. It's interesting, Thomas Jefferson was noted for saying, the God who gave us life, the creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for those that have been revised and indoctrinated by the fools of the day, trying to demean or erase the memories of their posterity concerning what our forefathers established, Thomas Jefferson's the one that said he was of the real sort concerning a Christian. He was raised Anglican, okay? But he said he was of the real sort. He's the one that said the God who gave us life also gave us liberty to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And that aligns itself with Charles D. Montesquieu, who said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law? The lawgiver, the Lord, the Ten Commandments, moral law, not ceremonial law. Again, he said the God who gave us liberty or life gave us liberty. At the same time, and you can take that, friends, to the bank when it goes to 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well. And when you look at others at Yorktown Museum, I see things like this. You are born to liberty. It is your interest and duty to preserve it. That's the part the American people don't understand, is they have a part to play too, because they've been listening to the hirelings in the pulpit that think that, well, God's going to do everything and you don't have to do anything. No, that's nonsense. Faith without works is dead. And I think people are starting to catch on to the fact that if we believe, then we act, because believe is a verb, right? Yeah. That's pretty crazy. But again, instead of following the lead of our forefathers, what we have taken on is not at all what our forefathers established. We're taking on, as I said earlier, what it is that our forefathers threw off. I mean, for example, here's another quote for you. Taxation without representation, right? Taxation without representation is tyranny. I just found out today that over in Minnesota and Ramsey, this is happening all across the United States of America. There's phantom people that are being paid millions of dollars by the state. Phantom people, non-GOs. Okay? In other words, they're creating entities that don't exist, and they're finding out that someone's stealing taxpayer dollars. And guess where those monies are going, friends? The reallocation of those stolen monies, of your tax dollars. They're going to your enemies within. See, what happens when you don't hold them accountable? Here, let me say this, because I said it at the beginning of this first segment here. You know, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. Wait a second, you only have two. Hey, folks, they've slapped your cheeks, not twice, but millions and millions of times since the inception of who we are as a people, okay? And nowhere are we taught to just turn the other cheek when it comes to injustice. Nowhere are you going to find that in Scripture. The Lord didn't do it, so why would you? Well, some will say, well, Jesus was crucified by the hands of wicked men and sinners. Yep, and the Lord brought judgment, didn't he? Yep, he brought judgment through another people to bring judgment upon the people that wouldn't obey. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. Isn't that crazy? That's what our forefathers told us. If you want freedom, then you're going to have to remain in the fight. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us. Oh, I got another one here for you, too. I want you to see this one. This is at the Yorktown Museum last week. And this one really stands in the face of all tyrants in America. But Americans are somehow or another subjugating themselves to lawlessness through the very people that our forefathers threw off, right? Here's one, the Hanover Resolve, 1774. You ready for this one? Our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles. Wow. Wow. And all day long, your said representatives are trying to find an excuse as to, or the reasons as to why they need to disarm law-abiding citizens. And you know what they do? They blame the law-abiders for the crimes of the guilty, the lawbreakers. And the American people just go along with it. They just incrementally allow them to strip away their God-given rights. Oh, if only Americans understood the price paid for their freedoms, right? I'm just laying this to your candor. Because one of the things that I noticed when I was in Yorktown, what I noticed in Williamsburg, what I noticed in Jamestown, over and over and over and over again, the repeating theme, that drum that was continuously beat upon, was this. Our forefathers brought justice to the unrighteous. They did not put up with crime in any sense of the word. Case in point, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, stated, it's right on the wall, that justice is the very premise of our government. In other words, when that goes, everything else goes. Somehow or another, their posterity somehow believes that we need to throw off the lessons that they taught us and yet remain free. Now, that's ignorance to the extreme is what that is. That is ignorance to the extreme. I wanted to show you this because I just noticed this because it said taxation again. Here's another quote. Taxation without representation is tyranny. And I was just talking about how all of our tax dollars are being completely withdrawn. They're being stolen by said representatives. Matter of fact, James Otis says here, quote from Yorktown, taxes are not to be laid on the people, but by their consent. Man, that's long old overdue in the sense of understanding, isn't it? All day long, taxes are being laid on the American people on top of taxes being laid on the American people on top of taxes being laid on the American people that no one ever consented to. Only to find out that your said representatives are stealing that money from the tax coffers, our money, and then giving it to foreign countries and indebting the American people, laying that debt on our children. Can I make it any more clear than what I just said? I don't know that I can. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I want you to see this. You've just seen this over the last couple days. I've been paying attention, friends, as to what's going on in the country. I finished my book, another book coming up. It's called The Face-Off, A Weapon in the War, Weapon of War in the Hands of the Lord is what it's called. And it's namely highlighting the characteristics of what? It's highlighting the characteristics of prophets and what they did. And ironically, again, it tells us in Ephesians 2:20 that it's the apostles and the prophets that we hold to. And it also tells us in 2 Chronicles that when we hold to the prophets, we believe that we act out upon what we believe in, we're going to be established. But if not, we're not going to be established. It's going to be all taken away. And I said earlier as to how it tells us in the book of Joshua that when the Lord dispossesses our enemies by upholding that law, we're supposed to maintain that law once we receive the possession. Okay? And that's, again, why you have Moses all over the buildings and civic buildings throughout the United States of America. This is what I wanted you to see. Just over the last couple of days, did you see that Donald Trump gave another $50 billion to a guy named Netan Mylakowski? His name is not Netanyahu. This is the guy that's playing God's chosen people. And again, if this is the first time you've heard this, this Israel that they're trying to prop up is all man-made. It is not of the Lord in any sense of the word. It was created by Thomas Herzl, who was an atheist. And what's crazy about all of that, since 1947 and 1948, since the creation, the Rothschild creation of modern-day Israel, not one of those prime ministers has used their real name. Not a one of them. And yet, some reason, again, in America only, they're allowing their said representative government to see Israel first, not America first. Okay, and I want to remind everybody, this is the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3:9. This is not the Israel of God. Christians are the Israel of God. Christians are the Israel of God. So let me make a point here, because we're talking about this. We're segueing into this right now. You guys all know who Mamdani is, right? Zohran Mamdani. He was the Muslim that said he would not swear in on the Constitution, right? That's what he said. Can I just let all the American people know that these are the kind of people our forefathers threw off that you're letting now rule in the halls of government? Do you know that Zohran Mamdani has no business whatsoever? He has no constitutional authority to serve in any capacity in our government? Just a couple weeks ago, Donald Trump was asked about him. He said, well, we'll arrest him. That's what he said. Donald Trump, in response to what happens if he goes Netanyahu, that's what they want you to believe his name is. Netanyahu, what happens if he goes into New York? Mamdani said he's going to arrest him. Donald Trump said, well, we'll arrest him. Now what happened? Mamdani now wins. And what did he said? Well, we're going to see how a communist can rule. Well, everybody's saying, wait a second. I thought Donald Trump didn't like him. No. They both have the same handlers. This is the stuff that I keep trying to tell you. What am I talking about? Donald Trump is extorted just like the rest of your federal government, and in most cases, state governments. Those that have been installed in governmental positions in your country, most of them are extorted. Most of them are pedophiles, in fact. Okay? And again, Americans, you've known this for a long time. Just think about it. If we had 30 minutes to sit down and have a conversation with Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Robert Livingston, James Otis, John Hancock, and take the rest of the guys and sit down and explain to them what it is that the American people have tolerated concerning the country that they fought, bled, and died to give us. How do you think that would go over? I'm just curious. It'd probably be pretty crazy, right? Let's say you have 30 minutes to explain to them now how you've allowed government to murder your own children, 80 million of them. You have 30 minutes to explain to them that men are now allowed to marry men and women are now allowed to marry women because corruption said so. What do you think our forefathers would do? How do you think they would respond to that? They would say, no way. It's so unthinkable what they're doing today. It's so unthinkable what they're doing today. See, that's what the American peoples haven't come to the realization of. They're bewildered, and they're bewildered. Why? Because they have yet to realize the level of evil that their enemies within the halls of government and within the pulpits of America, not without, are guilty of leveraging out against them. See, they do the unthinkable, again, Americans, because you don't realize that they're capable of doing the unthinkable. And the reason they do the unthinkable is because they know that the American people will never hold them accountable. You know, and I know that I named today's show, What Foreigners Learned from America's Founders That the Americans Haven't Yet Learned. Yeah, I know. The most important thing we can be talking about right now is what we're talking about. Remember I just told you about Zohran Mamdani? And remember that little feud they had going between him and Donald Trump? Folks, they have the same handlers. Did you know that? You know how Zohran said he was a communist? Did you know that that was a creation of the Bolsheviks? They just have a different name. Just like Zionists. Just like communists. Folks, they just use different names. That's all. They have the same father, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you're talking about communist friends, you need to understand that's a creation of the Bolsheviks. And they're using them as a political battering ram, just like they're using the Zionist Jews of the synagogue of Satan are using the Muslims as a political battering ram to sweep away their opposition. Guess who their opposition is? Christians. Goyim, Gentiles. That's you Americans, all of you Americans, even all of you idiotic heretics in the pulpits that are sitting there telling people that we have to support Satan's Israel. No, we do not. I wish people would read their Bibles. But let's go back to Zohran here real quick. You notice how he kept talking about how his Muslim faith this and his Muslim faith that. And he was going to do this that was unconstitutional. And he was going to do that which was unconstitutional. And somehow or another, the people in New York, by the way, which was not a majority of the people, but it was the same mainstream media controlled by the CIA, giving him all the attention that he needed to get in position to become the next mayor. People haven't figured that one out yet, neither, right? Gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. You see all these videos coming out about the man, the first man that walked on the moon who never walked on the moon before? You know how people are realizing that the whole thing was a fraud? They come back with the most common sense question ever. A little kid would understand it. Wait, he's the first man on the moon. Then how did they film the landing? And how did they film the takeoff? I mean, hello. Hey, folks, the same way that Mamdani got into office, someone had to film it, right? Yeah, okay. Selling me another propaganda story.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well, then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new site put up over there at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, segueing from our forefathers, what they didn't put up with, to what the American people are putting up with. And it's interesting what's transpiring all over the country now, or I'm sorry, all over the world right now, are literally, friends, the foreigners are standing up in protest concerning the ID. Yeah, the Donald Trump proposed. They know where all of this is coming from, friends. It's insane. I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. I'm highlighting right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, Israel gets another $50 billion. And Donald Trump is not now trying to sell to the American. He's just blatantly being who he always has been now. He always has, if you'd pay attention to the fruit hanging on his corrupt branches. Matthew 7:16-20. But now, friends, he's telling the American people it's better for them to have a 50-year mortgage. Do you know what the word mortgage in the French language means? It means death sentence. Did you know that? The Bible tells us that you're indebted to your, right, as a slave is to his lender, right? Yeah. Did you also know that having a mortgage, did you know that the word usury, did you know that that's unbiblical? Usury you can use on a foreigner, but you cannot use them on your own brethren. That means if you borrow money, you pay a certain amount of interest. The interest rates today are unthinkable. Owe no man anything, friends. Don't owe anybody anything. Get your head above the water. That's the best way to live your life. So I just showed you that what we have here is we have none other than Donald Trump giving $50 billion over to a guy named Netanyahu, who's an international war criminal. That's a fact. That's not speculation. Nobody's making that up, friends. He was impeached by his own people, for those that didn't take the time to know the difference, and cross-checked those liars at the pulpits in America today. When they tell you, get behind them, because if you don't, God's going to curse you. Nonsense. That's not who he's talking about. And notice those said hirelings that are telling you to get behind Israel blindly and bless them and give them your money. Notice their wealth. Notice what their net worths are, friends, because they're all getting money from the same people to be media influencers through the pulpits. That's what's wrong with America right there. But here, I wanted to show this to you because I was just highlighting during the last segment that Donald Trump and Mamdani, somehow or another, the media tried to put them together like they were arch enemies. No, they're not. Not at all. They have the same handlers. What I'm showing people on social media platforms right now is both Jews and Muslims, remember, Muslims are what they use to sweep away their opposition. Look to history, friends. These are the synagogue of Satan. Both Jews and Muslims will come together under the religious banner to gain strength behind Noahide laws. Who what? What's the objective? To eradicate, to genocide the people. The Goyim. The Christians, calling Christianity idolatry, Trump being a Chabad Lubavitch Jew will enact the Noahide laws. That's what it says here. This is presented by Hodge Twins. But it says just in a picture of Zohran Mamdani shaking hands with none other than Jewish rabbi Moshe Indig endorses Mamdani. Folks, you got to understand, it's all just like right left paradigm. This is one of the things that I've been saying since day one, a million times over, to the point where people, it's like, okay, I get it. Well, there's a lot of people that don't. And if you get it and you haven't said anything, that's why I got to keep saying it. The system is set up to divide and conquer. The system is set up like pro wrestling. Like they're enemies, warring one against another, when in fact, behind closed doors, they're best of friends. Just seen another video this morning of a guy calling out the politicians, who he said they play out like they're at war with each other on camera. And then behind closed doors, they're hanging out together, drinking and having fun. Yes! Let me say this to prove the point in question. Who loses? You! You! They're living high. Folks, politicians, and there's 1,000 more of them lining up to get in position. The whole objective is now to do whatever you can do to get away with by lying, stealing, cheating, murdering, just like their father. That's their objective. They want to see how far they can go before anybody does anything about it. And they're surprised that they've gotten this far, but they have. And it goes back to none other than Edmund Burke when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. They are. They absolutely are. Now you have a Muslim who has Zionist handlers as the said mayor. His objective, listen carefully, because Donald's already tried to do this. They wanted to go ahead and strike or redact certain scriptures from the Bible. This is their objective. It's all aimed at Christianity. But I want to say this on the other side. As Whitfield said, George Whitfield said that. He's going to say, or he said what I'm going to say. And none other than Charles Spurgeon said, all politics aimed at Christianity ends in self-destruction. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. But what's going on? I mean, you guys all remember this one guy? This former mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. You guys know who I'm talking about? Are you guys ready for this? I don't think you are, but I got to show this to you.
I'm back here to Israel.
This is Eric Adams.
And let you know that
in Israel,
I serve you as the mayor. I serve you as the mayor.
Eric Adams going over to has his little beanie on the top of his head in Zionist Israel. Said,
The American mayor, he's been sold to us that way. Eric Adams, I'm reiterating on purpose, right? I'm rehearsing this in your ears. It's not tedious for me to do that. New York City former mayor Eric Adams goes over to Zionist Israel, stands there, and he said, I wanted to come back here to Israel.
To Israel.
Listen carefully. And to let you know
that I serve
you as the mayor. He goes on, but I want to continue to have the title that's more.
As the mayor. I serve you as the mayor.
I serve you. Over in Israel, he is saying, I serve you, Israel, as mayor of New York City. Lest you thought this was a conspiracy, friends, a theory, it's coming right out of their own mouths. Okay. See, these are the people, friends, that the pastors and the preachers, which they are not. Here, I want to tell you who they are. When you go over to 2 Thessalonians, I want to tell you what's going on here. You got the Greg Laurie's, you got the Greg Locke's, you got the John Hagee's, you got the Paula White's, you got anybody and everybody that you know of concerning those that are in pulpits that are popular. They're popular because they're paid to be popular. That's it. They're paid media influencers. Okay, read 1 Kings 13:33. You can keep listening to me talk about it, but you can also do your own due diligence and become educated so you can begin to share with others as to what's going on in your country. I said in your country. You have a bunch of individuals that have handlers that are being controlled by their handlers. Thomas Massey's even telling you this. He's the only said representative that does not have an AIPAC handler. The handler tells them what they're supposed to do. And guess who gives them the money? The handlers. Guess where the Zionist handlers are getting their money from? The American taxpayers. In other words, America, your sin's finding you out, man. It's finding you out in a big, big way. Nobody can help you. But yourselves, under God. When you do it his way, you're going to see his power. But not, then you're going to find out the power you don't have when you fall to the curse. I want to go back to this. I just want to pepper this on you. Last week, I was at the Richmond Church. Just for a moment, we went through Richmond, Virginia. And this is where everybody loves to praise the dead, man. But I'll tell you what, they're persecuting the living ones. And I'm talking about the prophetic. They called Patrick Henry the prophet of his time, and he was the one that was famous for saying at this Richmond parish in Richmond, Virginia, give me liberty or give me death. Now, what's interesting about this is I noticed a flag there, and when I looked at it, I started to chuckle. I had a laugh. I just had a laugh. Why? On the flag is a man with a sword and a staff with his foot on the chest of a tyrant. As a conqueror. And it says, sic semper tyrannius. What does that mean? Thus always to tyrants. In other words, the history that our forefathers taught us is resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That we will not give way to tyrants. We will give way to the Lord, and we are subject to him and him alone. Here, let me show you something else on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, because I don't think people realize about what I'm ready to show you neither. Because when I was over there and I looked at that flag, I said, wait a second. So I walked inside of the church, and when I walked inside of the church, lo and behold, guess what I seen? Just feet from where, literally 3-4 feet away from where Patrick Henry gave that famous speech. You know what was directly behind him? The Ten Commandments. Guess what the first thing is you see when you go in and see James in Jamestown? The Ten Commandments. Boy, isn't that something. And man, today, they complain about man's 10,000 commandments, but they don't realize that if they got back to God's 10, they wouldn't have to worry about man's 10,000. But let me give you a little more history on Richmond and Patrick Henry, if you don't mind. I want you to remember that our forefathers, along with Patrick Henry, and I'm talking about forefathers such as George Washington, Richard Henry Lee, Thomas Jefferson, Peyton Randolph. They met at the church as elected delegates. And guess what they were doing? They were gathering a protest against the British. A protest now where their posterity subjugates themselves to. Wow, what an oxymoron. What a shame. What an embarrassment. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, the Bible says we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. You guys all know that, right? We're not to limit him. We're not to think as carnal men. We're supposed to follow our leader in darkness. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight, right? We're talking about the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that says that he's the governor of all nations. He's the one that our forefathers sought the face of, and he answered. Okay, I want to make a couple more points for the sake of time. I'm going to go a little bit quicker than I was just a couple minutes ago. I was just highlighting what was going on, not just in Michigan, Dearborn, Minneapolis, Little Somalia, they call it. By the way, they're embellishing this. They're embellishing the numbers to belittle you, their opposition. But it goes on because this is happening all over the country. And we were just talking about New York, and then we went over to Eric Adams, former mayor of New York City, who basically went over to Israel and said, I have served you as the mayor. I've served you as the mayor. Hey, folks, let me tell you this. All these people across these independent journalists that are trying to get you to open your eyes, they're telling you what the mainstream media is suppressing. They're telling you the threat. Well, the media is silent about it. Or they're blatantly expunging videos. They're expunging information. They're censoring information so you don't get it. That's the importance of you, the listener. Not just sit back, have a cup of coffee, and do nothing with the information that many people laboriously go through to get you the information that you need to act upon, because that individual, such as myself, knows that we can't do this by ourselves. We're doing what we're doing to get other people awake to the fact, in the hopes that the Lord's going to do for us what he did for our forefathers, which was a minority, not a majority. Amen. But let me go back to New York City really quick, because you guys know that Mom Donnie just won. And I want you to see this. Did you know that Muslims are now patrolling with their own police cars in New York City? Don't tell me Mom Donnie was not all pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said, and it's every aspect, friends. Don't forget what he said. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Now, there could be things that happen where they don't let that crisis go to waste. Okay, but more of it, more than not, is what they're creating. I just want to remind you what's going on in America today. We were told by the mainstream media for 18 years that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two buildings, which we know is not true. We ended up attacking a country that had nothing to do with those two buildings falling, only to steal away their oil. I wonder how that's working out for Mr. Halliburton right now. And I'm talking about Mr. Cheney, who's burning in the hell that he so well deserves on the backs of all those innocent Iraqis who died because of his war to go steal their resources, said General Wesley Clark, not Bradley Dean. I wonder how that's working out for him. Any of them. Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, any of them. George Bush, he's the only one. He's got 1 foot on a banana and the other one sliding into hell already, friends. They're going to be there for eternity. And we have a temporary slot, an opportunity to prove the God of Israel in this life, on this battlefield, not to put up with what they're doing. Folks, they're already going into hell. They're going headlong into hell. Let them go, but let us push that date forward. That's what we as Christian American patriots need to do. We need to push that date forward and bring judgment now, not later. I said to somebody not too long ago, he asked me how things were going, and I said, well, I was just on my way here looking through the Constitution trying to figure out where those said representatives somehow or another have a right to violate every law during their criminal tenures without being impeached or prosecuted. And he started to laugh. Well, I'm asking you the same question. What do they have a right to lie, steal, kill? They don't. Bradley, who can do anything about it? 345 million people that claim to be righteous, that allow less than 1.7% of the population to do the things that they're doing against you and leveraging against you? That's what I'm talking about. Again, we're looking for reformation, friends. But look what's happening. You are being judged. You're being sold to your enemies, friends, right in front of your faces. Muslim community patrols in New York. Well, you can't say that you haven't had faithful witness here, because we've been telling you this for a long time. Okay, so one of the things that we keep hearing from the mainstream media is how the UK is lost, right? And some might ask the question, well, what do you think's going on? I can tell you what's going on. When you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 7, what does it say? It says, for the mystery of lawlessness does already work only to who now letteth, will let, until he be taken out of the way. In other words, the do-nothings, you go ahead and do what you want to do. Don't do anything about it, because the Bible says only he who now letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. The do-nothings. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. They're all lying wonders. And with all deceivableness, this is how the bad guy does what he does. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Those that go along with it. Those that let them do what they want to do. Then what does he say after that? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And what does he say in verse 12? It's important. Let's nail it in all the way. And for this cause shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Yep, you know what? Folks, do you know that some people get a kick out of what's going on? They like, it's like they're inquiring minds, right? A bunch of Epicureans or Stoics sitting there trying to figure out what they can talk about next. That's why you have a Candace Owens. That's why you have a Megyn Kelly and a Glenn Beck and a Sean Hannity. They just want to keep you talking in circles. And guess what they do? They don't fail to deliver, do they? Nope, never any resolve. Yep, just keep going around that mountain and around that mountain. Maybe that explains why they're worth so much money. Maybe they're a part of those media influencers that are getting paid by the same Zionist. Oh, I think we're on to something, folks. Absolutely we are. Let's look to England. What's happening? Told it's all over. You know, the said prime minister comes out and says, you know what, we're gonna all accept digital ID, because if you don't accept digital ID, said this extorted pedophile, you're not going to have the right to work. You all remember this, right? You know what's happening over here? All of those that say that they're just doing their job, listen to me, corruption. All those that say that they're just doing their job, such as the police there, you know, that are trying to protect the bad guys and the crimes that they're committing against the people, you know what they're doing right now? They're begging for their lives not to be attacked by the public. Did you say the public, Bradley? I said the public, because I've said it a million times. The history of mankind is you can only oppress people for so long before they stand up and say no more. No more. Look at this. This is in England right now, in the UK, that they say is all over with, friends. And there's all the good police officers trying to protect the tyrants, and the people know it, and they're not going to have any of it. Now, I'm not talking about good police. I'm talking about corrupt police here that have allowed the corrupt to do what the corrupt have been doing far too long. So, in other words, it doesn't look to me like the UK is as far gone as the media wants us to believe. And it sounds to me like the people in England are not putting up with what most countries are putting up with. Here's another one. Here is the said prime minister that came out and threatened the people. Now, a number of 9-1. I'm not making this up. 9-1 of the judges stood up, and guess what they did? They impeached him on the spot. Look at this. There's all those stupid English people, friends, I'm being facetious, that aren't putting up with tyranny anymore. Does he look like it's funny anymore, Americans?
Than any speech. Traitor, they screamed. A word once for reserved.
Calling him a traitor. I'm narrating for my listeners.
Look back. In the last 6 months, 52,000 migrants have crossed the channel. 149,000 elderly Britons, many in their 90s, waited over 12 hours for hospital care. And the veterans who built this country now live on less than £800 a month. That same morning, Prince William was with them. No cameras, no slogans. One man chased power. The other carried duty.
Yeah, people aren't don't fall for that neither, people.
Debt. Across Britain's fading towns, shutters fall like verdicts. A veterans pub in Manchester closed.
Okay, for the sake of time, I want to show you some more things that are going on over there. If you want to join us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. Because I want to show you, it's not just England. Folks, it is country after country after country that are taking it to their said representatives, only to find out that their said representatives were making deals with the devil and their handlers, doing everything that they shouldn't have been doing, just like what you see in America today. America, prevention is better than cure. Today is the right time to do the right thing, not tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow to do what you can do today, right? Talk to you in 23. See ya. Okay, folks, we are off of radio, and I still got the phone lines up if you want to call in at any time. I want to show you as to more of what's going on in England. I'm going to try to find a particular video that I had loaded up when I was in Virginia last week concerning all of the countries that are rising up right now concerning the digital ID. That's what they're, folks, it's if it's not illegals that they're demanding the removal of,
All of those Muslims that were lured in, that, you know, were playing the victims, only to get there to find out that they were there pillaging their countries and killing their people and raping their wives and raping their children. Like America's finding out, but Americans aren't doing nothing really about it. They think to go to court and give their case before some corrupt judge that's being told what he better do or else. No, 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 folks, these people are taken to the streets, just like our forefathers did. You say, Bradley, that's insurrection. No, it's not. Let me tell you what insurrection is. When you sit there and you look at a Supreme Court, advocate for the unthinkable. And I'm not going to even go through the plethora of things that I'm talking about. Has anybody let's just talk about the immigration, because that's what I'm going to show you next. Has anybody concerning the governors or the federal government to date been held accountable for forcing and doing deals with the Mexican cartel and alluring illegals into America by force? Because we know as a fact, we played the video, we played the audio, we had a live stream going on of the Mexican cartel driving people from the southern border over into America. By the way, 90% of them are Chinese. Just wanted to share that with you. Many of them are from Afghanistan. They're your sworn enemies. And also pay attention to the fact that they're military-aged men that are being brought into America. But we found out that in Mexico, and we had it on video, as I said earlier, where they were told that if they didn't come into America and cross over into America, that the cartel would kill their families. And then we found out that Biden, Donald Trump's just as guilty. As a matter of fact, he was funding three times more than Barack Obama concerning Muslim infiltration and supporting these groups that were being lured in on welfare dimes, which, by the way, 91.4% of all Muslims are on some sort of welfare, which is unconstitutional. I don't know. You know what I do? I sit there and I look at some people and I say to myself, why is it that you don't want to hear this? You have been conditioned. You're conditioned sheep to keep taking more and more and more. Or what you're doing is you're listening to some heretic on radio or you're watching him on television, where if things get too bad, you don't have to worry about it because the Lord's going to take you out of the very war that he's called you to be a part of. You heard what I said. Why is it that people don't want to take responsibility? These are questions you have to answer. Why is it that people are so willfully forfeiting their God-given rights? Because they didn't have to fight for them. It's a lack of gratitude, right? You all know this. How come Ireland, how come Germany, how come France, how come Poland, how come Britain, Australia, Spain, and Australia? Why are they all standing up and kicking out the illegals that you're accepting today into office? Did you hear what I said? They're coming into office. Just last week in Georgia, I believe that there was over 8 Muslim candidates running for one position. One position. In Minnesota, Tim Walz, who's under 60 investigations, Keith Ellison, who's implicated from his own mouth, smoking gun in hand, saying that basically giving green light that he would oversee Feed the Children fraud of $250 million, only to now find out that it's been over $2 billion of fraud going through these two guys. And now Walls is being implicated. But these are the ones that want to bring in 200 to 300% more Muslims in Minnesota. What about Whitmer, Dearborn? Dearborn Muslims are now calling Christians terrorists and telling them to get out of the courts. What's going on in New York, friends? Hey, Americans, how long do you understand that when the Lord judges a nation and he calls it a siege, do you know what the word siege means? It means a slow takeover. Can I just ask you one question? How is it that you say you love your children and you ignore your obligations? Why is it that people have to suffer the abuse before they stand up and right the wrongs? Americans, how many people need to suffer the crimes of those that have already come out and told you that they're here to conquer? And I'm not just talking about them. I'm not just talking about my, and I'm not stereotyping. They're stereotyping. Okay. Everybody's serving other people except the American people. That's not a good place to be, is it? Nope, it's not. That's why the message has always been repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because our offenses are before the Lord, not before man. Right? Yeah. Read 2 Chronicles 19:10 when you get a moment. 2 Chronicles 19:10. I want to show this video to you. I want you to see it. Massive migrant deportation protests erupt across multiple Western nations. Oh, here, let me show you that. Wow. Not even, and just think about it. They're all being protested in other countries, and Americans are allowing them to take office. Wow. Stupidity to no end. Ignorance to no end. Let me bring you back over to England, where the English people, who were being told by American media that it's all over for them people. Yeah, you know what? Truth be told, they waited until the last moment, didn't they? They sat back and they watched their said representatives violate their constitution over and over and over again. But yet now, we see the judges rising up and impeaching the said prime minister for his crimes that are being committed against the people, only to find out that he was doing deals with the devil. Here, I want to show you how far it went. And you can rest assured, friends, it's coming here too. You can rest assured, Americans, it's coming here too, okay? This isn't just like something that happened there. It's coming here. And I want to tell you this, to whom much has been given, much is required. Your judgments compared to what their judgments are going to be night and day. Why? Because of what you've been given. Because of what you have been given, and most Americans haven't done anything with it, but make the most out for their false American dreams that have been sold to them by the devil by making them enemies of the cross of Christ. Let me show you how far this prime minister pushed it, okay? Because not only did he come out and say to the people of England, he said it authoritatively too, this pedophile did, this extorted pedophile who has strings all over him, being puppeted by his handlers, and everybody in the world sees it, right? But he comes out and he acts like what he is saying. He's carrying some lawful authority while attacking the people again by saying to them, you know what? If you don't go along with this digital currency, you're not going to have a right to work. Well, then he came out and this is what he did. Check this out.
As your prime minister, starting November 1st, 2025, the UK will introduce a nationwide restriction on playing music through car speakers, headphones, or any other audio devices while driving. This rule will apply to all vehicles, including cars, bikes, buses, and lorries. I confirm.
Did you hear that? See, folks, you need to understand there's no limits with tyrants. When you let them get away with the first time, a lie, let's just say, they'll do it again. And then they'll do it again. And when you let them go with that crime, then the crimes become more severe, because that's what's meant by adding strength to tyranny. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Let me show you another video. I have two more videos I want to play for you before, just to close out today's show, because I have that much content. Okay. But I want you to check this out as to what in fact is going on over in England right now. That, again, the mainstream media is just hush hush about. They don't want you to hear a word as to what's going on out there.
Come Britain.
But now our country has voted decisively for change, for national renewal, and a return of politics to public service.
In a stunning 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court has stripped Keir Starmer of his authority, ending his rule after just 412 days in office. The judgment, spanning 107 pages, exposed secret funds worth £240,000 and luxury trips disguised as official business. Within minutes, Parliament froze, markets tumbled, and anchors cut to breaking news alerts. A Prime Minister once hailed as a guardian of justice has now been judged by the very law he swore to uphold. And this is only the beginning. Stay with us, hit subscribe, and watch how this storm unfolds. The Supreme Court's 9-0 verdict wasn't just historic. It was devastating. Across 107 pages of legal devastation, the ruling detailed how Keir Starmer's office diverted £2.3 million in consulting fees to offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands, all while declaring zero personal benefit. Investigators uncovered four luxury trips to Dubai and Geneva, each filed as policy conferences. But no such events ever existed. Even more shocking, one of the hidden donors was linked to a company that secured £80 million in government contracts.
See, so folks, you see the corruption. If people think that somehow or another, this isn't happening in America. I just got done sharing with you about an hour ago on the radio program how they have ghost agents set up. They're non-GO, they're NGOs. And what's happened is people behind closed doors in the halls of government have created these ghost agents, and they have funneled money to these ghost agents that don't exist. That's just on a state level. That's on a county level. Over $2 billion defrauded from the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota alone, from this attorney general and from this said governor. Treasonous pedophile governor, just Minnesota. And when you look at federal government, friends, do you know that Donald Trump has already aggrandized and accumulated over $10 billion to his family's wealth? I know that there's a lot of people, and I know that there's a lot of you people that still have your eyes closed and your ears closed. It doesn't matter. You're going to face the judgment. You will. You're just, what you're doing is you're kicking the can down the road, giving him the benefit of the doubt. What you're really doing is giving him more opportunity to violate you over and over again. And that's exactly what you're doing. But, we hear people all day long say, well, you know, Donald Trump, he's the guy that said he's going to take office and he's not going to take a dime from the American people. Are you kidding me? That's all he's been doing since he's been there, people. He set records concerning his fundraisers on the road. Not only did Zionist Israel give him $230 million, that's what it took to get him into office. But also, friends, keep in mind that money that he has made on the campaign trail has been going right back to old Donnie, and it exceeds the billions. And you thought you were getting away with a good guy because he said he wasn't going to take $400,000? He already knew what he was going to do. He already knew what he was doing, friends. Everybody knows this. You know, it's one of the things, and I'm going to end with this because, like I said, I could stay here all day showing you what's going on and how foreign to what our forefathers established. That's the point of the message today. But no matter how many times I tell people what's happening in their backyards, they're not going to listen to it until it happens. And I'm telling you, it's happening. Everything I have ever forewarned, I'm not claiming to be anything, as usual. I got to say Fauci myself because there's idiots that don't like the truth. And what they'll do is they'll try to accuse me of giving them information that they know is true, but they don't want to admit it. So what they'll do is they'll try to find fault with me. Don't shoot the messenger, friend. I'm just here to serve the people's principles. I'm just here to serve your freedoms. And if you don't want to be a part of it, then you're a part of the problem. But I just want to tell you, I've been trying to tell you for 25 years what's coming. We're seeing it all over the world. And somehow or another, the American people believe that they're impervious, that this will never happen to you. I'm here to tell you that in the book of Amos, the Bible says to his people, to those that are sinners that call themselves his people, they will be the first ones to go to the sword. It's amazing how people will set themselves up in a bubble of deception and try to suggest to themselves that what's going on in the world will never touch them. Oh, it's already touching you, man. Matter of fact, it's coming from your country. Did I forget to mention earlier when I was talking about the Zionists and Benjamin Mielkowski, that international war criminal? Did you know that he recently equated America to Rome? Did you know that? Yeah. Why did Rome fall? Because of the same reasons that you're falling, Americans. What was it that John Adams rightly stated? He said that luxury follows what? Decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. Why? Because they did what they were not supposed to do. Deuteronomy 6:12. And they did it. And they wanted to dare the justice of God, and they seen the hand of God. What an unfriendly message, I know. What an unfriendly message. But if people could see the heart of love in all of this, that's what blows me away. You know, when I do high school assemblies, I give an analogy, and I want you to hear this. And one of the analogies that I give, and I'm talking about prevention is better than cure. Out on the West Coast, and this is a true story, they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they notice that at certain edges of these mountains that they notice that cars are going over the edge and they crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And so what they did is they got a concerned committee together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. And you know what their remedy was, friends? Their remedy was to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That's not a joke. Instead of going back up and navigating and asking the questions as to why are people going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction, instead of preventing the crime, they put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That serves bureaucracy, by the way, that everybody complains about. You know, that's all they had to do is put the warning signs back up. They didn't want to put up the warning signs. You know why they didn't want to put up the warning signs? Because people said that was judgmental. Are you following me? Yet the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant was warned. Let me say this, what I know about the Lord. He's a back watcher. Did you hear me? He's a back watcher. And it's the same thing that Jesus said to the children of Israel during that particular time that he was walking on this earth incarnate as the Son of God, as the Son of Man. And he told them, you rejected the fact that I was here to prevent what is coming. Luke 13:34, read it. That's my message. It's always been my message. And it's always going to be my message. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, Lord. Amos 5:24. Because I'm here to tell you from my ministry, I know this is a fact, that the Lord has dropped a plumb line. And the Lord said that he will now exact justice upon disobedience. One of the things that I've noticed about this ministry 1,000 times over in the last 30 years of ministry, I'm always kind of the guy, and I say that with prudence, not putting credit to myself in any sense of the word. One of the things that I've noticed as an observant to the work of the Spirit in my ministry, I'm usually the last one to tell the people what they need to hear, either to bless them or to curse them, as to how they respond to it. That's a fact. And I know that the Lord chooses me to do what I do because I'm faithful to say it, regardless if it hurts people's feelings or not. But I'll tell you what, if you want to see where love is demonstrated, more so in a country that is so off kilter and so off balance that it's now an abomination in the face of God. And I equate that to the fact that America shows more mercy to the wicked, which is cruelty to the innocent. They show more mercy, as they call it. It's not mercy, it's stupidity. And the Lord calls it an abomination, Proverbs 17:15. When you show mercy to the guilty and the unrepentant, you are asking. That's an insult to mercy. And what you're doing is you are hastening the judgments of God upon yourselves. That's what I'm equating that to. Instead of understanding that our wisdom in the sight of the nations, Hosea 4:6, instead of understanding that our wisdom in the sight of the nations is to hold to God's law and to his judgments, to establish righteousness and peace, instead of acknowledging who we are, we now, some, I'm not going to equate myself to that lot,
But what we see now is we see men and women in America setting up false teachers that are put there as a judgment unto the people that put them there. You know what I'm talking about? Those effeminate pansies. You know what I'm talking about? Those women that have no right to be there in the first place. You know what I'm talking about? Those guys that all look the same. They all have the same haircuts. They all have that effeminate heart, and they have that effeminate conversation with you because they don't want to offend anybody because they care more about how much money they're going to get than tell you the truth. You know where it tells us in Scripture, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. No, they know nothing of that. And I want to tell you why. And I want to tell you why they don't preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is because they themselves have never repented. That's why. But that's what people want to hear. And when they hear it, they say, who are you to judge? No, really what you should be saying is, man, well, that guy's warning me of to flee from the wrath to come. That's a friend. That man right there is trying to put up a sign to warn us not to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom, because the man's version of love today is now to put an ambulance at the bottom of the hill because they don't want to be accused of someone that is judgmental by loving them and warning them to stay on the road and to beware of the impending judgment called the cliff because someone had the audacity to take down the signs that warned them not to go over in the first place. You tell me which one is love. That's love to me. That's love to me. That's love to me, is to warn people before they destroy themselves. That's real love. And the Bible tells us that the Lord is love. God is love. And everything he did and everything he is love. And yet over and over again. And I laid this to the people's hearts yesterday at church. I said, why was the 11 of the 12 martyred? That was the message they were preaching. See, because they understood the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They think that the Holy Ghost just comes about and comforts everybody. No, the Holy Ghost never comes in and comforts any man in known sin. No. He convicts him to repent. And because of that, that is a sign of God's love for that person in afflicting him that he might learn the Lord's statutes. And when someone's repentant, they're going to bear fruit to the Holy Ghost. They're going to bear fruit that looks very foreign to what you're seeing in the American church today on so many different fronts. It runs perpendicular to what you're used to, friends. And that's why the Bible tells us that we're supposed to weigh out the spirits and test the spirits concerning which ones are the Lord and which ones are not. Anyways, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I'm just setting myself up to have church all over again. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be back in 23 hours.